The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of October of 2023. And we start off with the front page that says Goldsboro Downtown Lyons Club. The Goldsboro Downtown Lyons held two recent vision screenings. The first screening was at Dillard Academy Elementary School. We screened 231 children with 89 referrals to an optometrist. This was our first screening using the Kids Sight Unit and the Plus Optic screeners. All our other screens were done with the club's spot screener. The second screening was at Salem United Methodist Church at their back-to-school takeaway event. We screened 29 children with 5 referrals. The third screening was at Brighton Academy Childcare in Goldsboro. We screened 39 children at Brighton with 4 referrals. Currently, we have 3 screenings scheduled in October. Jean Getz, 2nd VDG. And here's a note about the peace poster contest. Clubs that would like to enter an entry in the peace poster competition should send entries to Jamie Burney, P.O. Box 923, Lumberton, North Carolina, 28359. Entries should be postmarked no later than November 15th of 2023. The entries will be judged and sent to District Governor Carly Metz by December 1st of 2023. If you would like to deliver in person, please email me at james.burney@robison.k12.nc.us for directions and to arrange for a time to meet. A few words from our district governor. Greetings, fellow Lyons. September has flown by way too fast. I have visited the Kinston Host Lyons Club, inducted 3 new Lyons at the Grifton Lyons Club, visited 2nd VDG's Kids Sight Training in Kinston, which I will say, we had a Leo from the Triton High School Leos come to the training. So, if a Leo can do it, so can you. We have had several clubs conducting a service project this month for vision. Currently, I have heard back from Twin Rivers, Kinston Host, Goldsboro Downtown, Aurora, Western Harnett, and Wilmington Lions Clubs. If your club has done a service project with vision, please forward your information to me as well, to our district GST Skippy Jackson. We are reporting the information to the Council of Governors since this was a statewide project. Now, let's talk about Brighter Visions. Our district is sitting at 35% of the money raised for Brighter Visions, and we just finished the first quarter. I am so grateful and proud of this district of how you have taken the time to give to Brighter Visions. Now, we can't stop, and we won't stop now. We need every club and everyone to help so we can reach our goal. Most of you know I am very competitive with my sports background. I do not like coming in last. But here's the premise of the whole fundraiser. Wow.